goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
I am a god. When dreams I am sexy. But more about that later. Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Divorce Hour. I'm your host, Larry Bloom. Today we're going to talk about, let's talk about the weather. Everybody's talking about the weather. Is it hot enough? Are you hot enough? And I'm telling you today, the answer is no. I'm not hot enough either. Because today we are going to be speaking with Mark Huppert of Body Vision. And we're going to talk about getting hot, making yourself beautiful, becoming sexy. Part of it is in your brain and part of it is in your body. We have a lot of things to talk about today, and if you want to call in with questions, what is our phone number here? 877-480-4120. You would think I would remember that by now. Mark, welcome.
Welcome. Oh, thank you. Great to be here today. Thank you very much.
And I know the last time you were here, Sam, who's working the controls today, did the first half of the interview, and I wanted to thank Sam for that. And I want to give you the full hour that you're entitled to.
Thank you.
So you're a personal trainer.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing this for 12 years in New York City, 2 years in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I've been a personal power wellness coach for about 3 years.
A personal power wellness coach. What's that?
Yeah. Well, like you were saying about the brain when we entered before, it all starts in the mind. It all starts with the breath. So when you breathe, emotions come up. And you have these little voices, in your head that start chattering away at you that bring negative emotions. So I teach people how to get above that. And that affects the body, yeah.
Now, the disclaimer here, Mark's been my trainer for the last year and a half. Have we done any of that?
We sure have.
No kidding.
We sure have.
I know we do meditation, and I was hearing at the end of Sam's show, Sam talking about meditation. Yes. I know that's a part of the training process, at least your training process as well.
Correct, yes.
Is that common between trainers?
You know, I would say in the last couple of years, I've been hearing a lot of trainers doing it, yoga instructors, fitness instructors. I would say the last couple of years, but I've really been implementing. I wrote a program and adding meditation right in the middle of it. You know, it seems to work for myself and for my clients. I've been doing it for myself for about a year and a half now.
And I thought you just did it for me because you thought I couldn't handle any more work.
Yeah, well.
Just goes to show you. So what is your background in personal training?
Well, I do pre- and postnatal. I do sports injuries. I do interval training, which is a combination of physical fitness and strength training. I teach martial arts, I teach meditation, I do some modified yoga stuff. So I've been doing that, anywhere from 5 to 12 years. Okay. I do some boxing, yeah.
Some boxing, huh?
Do a little boxing.
None of that stuff with
boxing,
none of
Larry.
That stuff with me. I guess that's because I'm not advanced.
You have to come in the gym a little more, Larry.
There we go. All right. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's do that.
How often should someone go to the gym?
I would start minimum twice a week.
Okay.
Minimum twice a week, yeah.
Okay. And what should they be doing on their own? Well, what should I, not me, but what should a divorced person, newly divorced person, not in shape, flabby, having sat at home and ate potato chips by the TV, away from everybody else for the last year, what would you say to that person who hasn't been in the gym and is a good 50 pounds or more overweight?
Okay. Great question. And I say walk. Start by the basics. Walking and breathing, focusing on your breath while you're walking. Walk around the block. Walk in your neighborhood. Half an hour, 20 minutes. And really what I would do is I would just focus on myself and my body. What's going on in my heart? What's going on in my lungs? Is my breathing easy? Is my breathing difficult? What's going on in my mind? So I would be checking in with myself. That's called checking with myself and my body. And then write it down and log it. Every day.
And write down what you've done?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I know the word you use most when you're training me is breathe.
Yes.
What's the deal on breathing? You would think it would be normal. Obviously, with 7 years of higher education, breathing is not normal. It's something that that requires an effort for me.
Well, you know, most people, we all live in the city. Most of us live in the city that's online. And I would say in the office, you're focusing on your phone calls, your money, your family. We forget the basics, and breathing is the basics. So we forget to breathe. We're breathing, but we're not consciously breathing. When we consciously breathe, folks, what happens is your ego gets out of the way, and you're in the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, we're very, very happy. That's you. That's you at BNI. I'm very, very. And that's if we can focus on being happy and letting chi, which is breath, which is God's energy, come through us, we'll always be happy. We've got to constantly practice. It's a constant process, day in, day out, daily, evening, night, with family. If we can keep doing that, I'm telling you, you'll make more money. You'll have better sex. You'll have better relationships with your friends. And you'll have a great life.
How do you get past, or how do you deal with, post-divorce depression?
Again, it's, you know, I'm single. Now, it all starts with me. If I can't love myself, it doesn't make a difference if, you know, marriage, divorce, I have to fall in love with myself. So, you know, what I would do is I meditate in the morning, and I'll do this whether I'm single or I'm not single. It doesn't matter. I meditate in the morning, and yeah, I am a God and I am sexy, and I say it over and time again. And when I do that, what that does for me, my energy rises so high that nothing can stop me, because I'm in love with myself. I'm connected with everything and everybody in the universe, and nothing can get me down. But it's a constant, constant practice and a constant, constant affirmation we do every day, just like working out or breathing. It's something you have to do, in my opinion, every day. And you know what? It works for me. And that's what I would do. It starts with that. I am a God and I am sexy, and that's it.
Well, I have to tell you, the first time I said that, I smile every time I say it, but I laughed the first time I said it. And yes, it does put you in a good mood, and it gives you a little bit of energy, and it lets you go through the rigors of the training. Mark is not your 25-year-old sexy, shapely blonde trainer. Mark is a drill sergeant, and Mark makes you work. And at least for me, he's the antithesis of the sexy, blonde, 25-year-old trainer. Not to suggest that he's old, but...
I'm a pretty handsome guy.
There you go. You're not my type. Sorry.
Okay, good. It's good.
Tell me about mantras. Is there a mantra you can recommend other than I am a God, I am sexy?
Yeah, I'm a mantra that I will use is I'm in peace and harmony with myself and everything around me. That's a mantra that I use. So if I'm like, I'll use an example. I was walking down and it was hot, scorching hot 2 days ago. It was 103. I almost went out. I almost passed out. I took a deep breath. I stopped and I said to myself, I'm at peace and harmony with everything and everybody. And all of a sudden my energy came back and I felt fine. Is because my little negative voice was telling me, oh, you're too tired, you don't have any money, you don't have a girlfriend, you suck, you're a loser, and all these things that are illusions, are not even real. I stop myself in the moment. We all have to do that. Stopping ourselves, catching ourselves in the moment, we start getting negative and saying, in the moment, I'm at peace and harmony with myself. Look at that. And I'm all chill and I'm relaxed.
That's
and I'm
great.
Part of everything. And that's, we all can do it in the moment. It's not a secret. It's not a secret.
That's great.
Thank you.
We're going to come back in a couple of minutes and we're going to talk more about training. I remind you that the phone number here, if you have specific questions for Mark or for me, is 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I am a god. I am sexy. And that, of course, is Don't You Want Me, Baby, by the Human League. This is Larry Bloom on the Divorce Hour. My special guest today is my good friend, Mark Huppert. Mark, what was that mantra again?
I am a god and I
no,
am
no, that's my, am, that's oh, my that's mantra. Oh, that's
you
my
stole
mantra.
That. Okay, fair enough. I am in peace and harmony with everyone and everything.
And how... Now, that sounds spiritual.
Yeah, it's. I would say so. It's very spiritual.
Okay. And how does spirituality get you to a life after divorce that's peaceful and harmonious?
Well, if I am, I'll use me. If I am at peace and harmony with everything, I don't need anybody else outside of me to make me happy. I'm already completed. You know that? What was that movie, Jerry Maguire, You Complete Me?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't. That's not true. You don't need someone else to complete you. I think that's a big misconception of people, that you need somebody else to complete you. You're already complete yourself. And once you really realize that, then you could really find the person you really want to be with. Because you know what? You don't care if you meet somebody or not. It's nice. It's great. It feels great. But I think when a woman feels the same way, or a man feels the same way about himself or herself, then I think that's when, I mean, conceptually I'm speaking, that's when two people can really meet and have a powerful, powerful life together, if that's what you're looking for.
No, I think that's a very interesting thing. I remember on one of my dating profiles, before I removed myself from a dating profile, I took off, I was said, I'm not looking for someone to complete me. I'm looking for someone to compliment, with an E, me, and to compliment, with an I, me. That was my little joke to get in there. But that, seriously, I'm looking for someone who can show me the better parts of me, who can bring out the better parts of me.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I'm going to attribute some of it to you. I'm going to attribute some of it to the fact that I ran away from home and I'm a divorce litigant. And to the fact that I am more at peace. And I am not that angry young or angry older or angry middle-aged man that I was 2 years ago. So, and I've been working with you for a year and a half. So
yes, yeah.
I'm going to give you a little bit of credit for that.
Thank you. You worked hard, Larry. You worked really hard.
But we don't really talk about the spirituality and the higher power when you're training me.
No.
What do you want to? What do you want to? Tell me a little bit about that. Now.
I hold a context of that.
What does that mean?
Meaning, I guide you. I have something I write before I train my clients. You know, so my context for the show today, I'll use that as an example. Self-love is power. That's my context. So, everything about that will be, you know, the Larry Bloom Show and the Divorce Hour is about self-love, and that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to guide people to loving themselves and teaching them action steps to get there. So I'll do something similar to our session. I'll write, just say, you know, working out makes you feel great, you know, and I'll just hold that context and hold space and just guide you and give you the exercises and the meditation and all that stuff so you can get that context, get that peace for that hour. That's what holding context is for me and how I do that.
Okay. Do you also write down what you've done with a client after the session so you have some sort of a flow?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do.
I know that we made a big jump in one exercise today, and I made a comment about it.
Which one was that?
That was the jumping jacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just skipped a level, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe you didn't write it down.
You know what? I didn't. You know what? And it was great for you. It worked out well. Well, you know what? You've been doing 30 for a year and a half.
Oh, let's not discuss specific numbers, shall we?
but you know, I got to tell you, you were incredible. You were incredible.
Well, thank you.
You were incredible.
Thank you. And I really am enjoying myself. Tell people how they can reach you if they have questions for you or if they want to start training with you.
Sure. My personal cell number of Body Vision is 917-301-5126. My Yahoo email address is MARCHUPERT@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Facebook friend me. I have a big page called Body Vision. We have all sorts of stories and conversations where we help each other lose weight, you know, have a better mental state, have a better emotional state. So also, I have a partner named Swami X. Myself.
Excuse me?
Swami X. I have a business partner.
Ah, come on. What's the real name?
That's his real name.
Oh,
Swami,
give me a break.
Nah, I'm not dropping a dime on him. Swami X. That's his name. And we have a boot camp and yoga, 2-hour extravaganza on Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. in Central Park. It's donation, or whatever you want to give. For 2 hours.
Central Park's a big place. Where in Central Park can we find you?
Thank you. Bethesda Fountain at 72nd Street. Right down, right by the monument.
I think I know where that is. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So.
So, why a personal trainer and why not do it by yourself?
Because it's more fun to do with others. I mean, you can do it alone, but you know what? A personal trainer gives you guidance. A personal trainer gives you inspiration. A personal trainer gives you support, gives you acknowledgement, gives you his energy or her energy. It's really important, I feel, to have that guidance and power and energy and someone to support you day in and day out. I think it's really important for people to have that. It really is.
And from my point of view as a training client, I will tell you that none of those things are why I go. I go because I want to make sure that I'm doing the exercises right, that my body is in the right position, that I'm not hurting myself. You certainly stand over me when I've got weights on top of me so that I can't drop them on myself. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about a bunch of things. Now, I remember when we started, a year and a half ago we started, and you said to me, what are your goals? And you listeners out there, this was my goal. I'm hopeful that one day I will have sex again, and I want to be able to do so without having a heart attack. And you laughed like that. And you laughed like that then.
I did remember that.
So I think everybody has their own reason for training. And, you know, we were talking earlier today, we were talking about the little voices in our heads and the big voices in our heads. And I think we all have that negative voice in our head. I'm a loser. I'm this. I'm that. And I will tell you that, well, number one, being almost divorced is great for getting rid of that, because the voice that was not inside my head is gone. The one that says...
Which one?
She's about 5 foot tall. 5 foot nothing. That voice. I don't hear that voice anymore, which is great. But also, the little voice in my head that says I'm not enough is gone. I don't hear that anymore, and I'm not angry anymore. Now, so you've got somebody who has overweight and has just starting, and you're recommending walking. What about the guy who really needs to be trained, or the woman, right? You deal with the women as well.
Yes.
Okay. You don't have a female trainer?
Works with you? I actually started.
Is that Swami?
No, that's not Swami. That's not. He's a little hairy.
Okay.
No, I have a female trainer.
Okay.
Named Jennifer. So she just started, and we're going through, you know, the context and what I need from her and what I'm looking for from her. So we're just having that preliminary conversation and, you know, how I want her, because I have a system that I train people with. It's got to be my system.
Well, if it's got the Body Vision name, it should have the Body Vision.
That Body Vision system.
Right.
That's right.
Now, I know that there are many women out there who have said, I either want a female trainer or a blind trainer.
Okay.
So it's good to know that the women out there can train with Jennifer once she is properly indoctrinated with the Body Vision system. Weights. Tell me, there's a philosophy, you're not supposed to use weights every day, or you're not supposed to use weights every other day. What's the theory on weights?
Well, you know, for me, it's about balance. You don't want to use weights every day. You don't want to become muscle bound, have too much muscle.
I'm really worried about that.
Are you? A lot of muscle can really do damage to your internal organs, in my opinion, and you can become heavy too with it. You know, you really want to balance your weight training with cardiovascular work, with yoga for the flexibility, meditation again for the spirituality, martial arts for speed and spirituality, and I have a system for everything.
Lower body, upper body, cardio, and something else.
Yeah, I'll give you
core.
I'll give you my schedule. So I'll do legs, shoulders on Monday. I'll do cardio with interval training, which is doing like jump rope or something, heavy speed work, high knees. Tuesday it'll be like a 2 mile jog, and then Wednesday is chest and biceps, and then Thursday is another 2 mile jog or jump rope or boxing, and then Friday is arms, and then I'll do yoga. I'll hit a yoga class to lengthen my muscles. Okay, lengthen my muscles and work on my flexibility. And then Sunday is my day off, where I'll just do like an hour of meditation in the woods.
Before
the boot camp. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. And plus the boot camp, that's right. So I'll do an hour meditation, then I'll hit the boot camp from 5 to 7. So I guess I'm working out every day pretty much, now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay, well, you're in that business.
That's what I do.
I do divorces every day.
There you go.
Saturdays and Sundays, too, unfortunately.
There we go.
Okay, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk more about this. I want to remind everyone to join in the conversation, 877-480-4120. I could talk to Mark for hours, but if you have specific questions, please feel free to call in. Thank you. This is Talking Alternative. I am Larry Bloom, and this is the Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
That, of course, is Felix Cavallari with the Rascals, or were they the Young Rascals when they recorded Ain't Gonna Eat Out My Heart Anymore. How's that for bad grammar? Ain't gonna. I am here today with Mark Cooper of Body Vision, and we're talking about getting sexy again. Let me repeat my mantra so that I can smile. I am a god. I am sexy. I think if you say that enough times, you actually start to believe it.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So, your theory on weights are basically you would do one area once a week, the way I'm hearing what you're talking about.
I will do two areas once a week. So I'll split it up. So legs and shoulders, just say on Monday.
Well, that's not what I mean. What I meant was you would only do legs once a week.
Oh, okay.
And then you might do shoulders the same day, but only once a week. And then you'll do cardio a day. You'll do, what's the other thing?
Yoga.
The yoga.
Okay, yoga once a week. I meditate. Actually, I meditate every day. I try to meditate every day nowadays. Yoga once a week. Martial arts twice a week. I'll do light cardio three times a week and hardcore interval training with the weight training three times a week.
Hardcore interval training.
Yeah.
What is that?
So I'll tell you.
Every profession has their own secret language.
So, okay, mine would be, so I would do my legs. So just say I'll do my squats, right? I do a set of squats, and in between my sets of squats, I'll jump rope for 3 minutes. Okay. So then I'll do that, go back to my squats again. Jump rope for 3 minutes, squats again, jump rope for 3 minutes, and I'll do some kind of abdominal workout for 10 minutes, and then I'll go do leg press. Then I'll take weights and I'll shadow box with the weights in my hand. I'll do that for 2 minutes. So that's what I mean. So I'm always doing something. My body's always in action.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just was handed an email asking a question, but before I ask that question, I'm going to tell you that we've always had our sessions. How long should a workout be? Is there a maximum time? Is there a minimum time?
My clients, I would say, from what best works for them, 10-minute stretch, 5-minute warm-up, 10-minute stretch, 45 minutes of nonstop action, and then 10-minute meditation.
And for me, it's just 5-minute meditation in the middle, right?
You're a different story because we have a different kind of schedule. We do we don't work out 3 days a week.
No, we don't.
Although
we should, but we don't.
We should, and so we have our thing. So I just modify it to where you're at. So it's a great question because I modify it to everybody. Everybody's different.
So now I know, in the fall and in the spring, I might take a Saturday, and walk for 3 hours, walk fast for 3 hours.
Great.
And that's okay? I'm not hurting myself doing that?
If you feel great at 3 hours, great. And as long as you're hydrating and having a lot of water and you're eating proper food, enough greens, enough protein. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I know I'm going back in time, maybe to the last millennium, where I dropped a lot of weight when I was walking all the time. And I learned that you can't go out without a bottle of water.
That's right.
You gotta stay hydrated.
Especially in this heat, too. It's the way it's been. Looks like this summer is going to
be. Well, I wouldn't have done it in this summer as well. Now, are you able to train people for specific activities? For instance, I want to hit a golf ball 300 yards. Can you help me with that?
Yep. I sure can. Absolutely can. Core strength, leg strength, glutes, obliques, yes.
Give me that again. Core strength.
Core strength. It's all hitting a golf ball. It's all about the core and your legs, because that's where you're really hitting the golf ball with your legs. Your legs are an extension. Your legs and core, your obliques, are an extension of your shoulders. So if you become one unit, you learn how to really use your legs, you can really hit a golf ball real far, you know, really, really far. No problem.
No kidding.
No problem. I have two clients who play golf, and I have these guys, two guys, 3 days a week. They went from hitting, I'm not a golfer, like 170 to 240 yards within about nine months.
That's great.
Just by really working their obliques and working their glutes and working their quads, yeah.
I will tell you that I'm hitting the ball a little bit further. Not 300 yards, but okay. A little bit further than
okay.
I did
well,
when we started.
That's good, though.
Of course, I just thought I had equipment deficiency disorder. I would imagine, you know, I still have all these little voices in my head, including the other little voices in the studio. But I also have one of my doctors who says, you got to sleep. Tell me about sleep.
Yeah, you know, rest, proper rest is everything. A good 6 to 8 hours a night. Without proper sleep, your body's just not going to function. Well, sleep and eating properly, but sleep, so if you have no energy and you're on 2 hours sleep, 3 hours sleep, you're just not going to be able to function that well. You're just not going to be able to function that well. And your energy is going to be really low. And when your energy is low, that's when you get sick. That's when you get affected by the weather. That's when you get angry fast. That's when you get depressed.
Is that a bad time to train when you're sleep deprived?
You know, when I grew up, I had a coach, and he rode me, and he said, you can sleep 1 hour and train hardcore, blah, 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 blah. And I got to tell you, it didn't work. And that's when I got hurt. That's when I pulled hamstrings. That's when I got hit by other people. I played soccer. I was a soccer player. I was a really good soccer player. And I couldn't function that well. So it's not right. You know, being a warrior sometimes means knowing when to step back and say, you know what? No, I'm sleeping 6 to 8. I'm not going to sleep deprive and go to these late night meetings till 12 and 1 and get up for soccer practice at 5 or 4:30. Doesn't work for you. For nobody. You know what? You might work for you at 20, but I tell you what, you repeat those bad habits later on, you're going to develop bad habits.
Well, when we're 20, we really are gods and are sexy and have endless energy.
But you know what? But that's when bad habits get created, though, because that goes into adulthood. It goes into adulthood.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. Yeah. Sleeping. More sleeping. So what I know that most... All right, Mark. We're going to get a sound effects machine in here. We don't need... You're like that guy from the Police Academy movies who does the sound effects.
That was a great movie. I remember that.
What I found that's very interesting in the training process is that you seem to know my limits. Is that a matter of the fact that we've been doing it for so long, or?
You know, a good trainer really, really pays attention to his clients. You know, really pays attention. I know who you are in the gym. Like, I know where you can go. I'm in the moment with you. I'm on top of you. I have a context.
Right.
And so if I have a context, then I know when to stop you. I know when to put a meditation piece. I put the meditation piece in the middle because you needed it.
I know.
You know, I had a plan at the end, but you needed it in the middle. So you can revitalize your energy, get your breath back, get your air back, so you can go back and be more powerful, you know, at the second half of the session. So, yeah, I mean, it's really important for a trainer to know his client. Very important. So I feel I do a good job with that. I really do.
You do a good job. And I know that where we originally we did it about 20 minutes into it. Now we're doing it about 40 minutes into it. So yeah. I'm getting a little better.
You're getting a lot better.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I want to talk. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and I want to talk to you when we get back about supplements and vitamins and nutrition aspects. Because we got you got a few, as my mother used to say, and my mother's been in my head all day today, you got to put fuel in the engine.
You got it.
Okay? So I know you still working with Anna Maria Moore?
Not for a while. But
okay, I know. She was out of town
for a month, yep.
Okay. We're going to come back and talk about nutrition and supplements and vitamins. I'm here with Mark Couper. Feel free to call in with your questions. 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom. And we are on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try.
Your cheating heart. That, of course, is Ray Charles. At the beginning of the show, every week, we play When Love Goes Astray. I did a little research, and I know who does When Love Goes Astray. If you can find out, you could say as easy as I found out, You can win a copy of Marina Lombardi's book. It's My Divorce 2, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Call in. The number is 877-480-4120. You can call in with questions for Mark Huppert, who's with me today. You can call in with questions for me. If you have any suggestions about future show topics, and we're going to talk about them towards the end of the show today, but email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com or call me at 212-964-3502. Before we go into the other thing, tell me about Isagenix. What is that?
Wow. Isagenix is a it's a food program for people who have a hard time staying on a healthy system or regimen. So it gives you a certain amount of food per day, a certain amount of calories where it's going to keep you energized, lean. It's going to give you enough energy for training. So it's a good system I've been using for, actually I've been using it with raw food now. I've been doing a lot of raw food, just a lot of greens with it. But it's a phenomenal system if you have a hard time staying on a program.
Okay, sort of like a Nutrisystem?
Yeah, it's very similar.
Or Jenny Craig or one of those
things?
Yeah,
but you know what I like about the Isagenix is the whey protein, or grass-fed, is from the products are from Australia and New Zealand. So the cows are being grass-fed. They're not being fed hormones. So I'm really,
and
really
they're not being fed corn.
Work, that's right.
And corn, my friend Richard Birnbaum, call in to tell us all about corn, how bad it is. Corn is terrible, and we don't want to eat any products that are from corn-fed animals,
no,
correct?
That is absolutely right.
Okay, and we could do a whole show on corn, but we're not going to do that.
Yeah, corn is no good for right now.
Although I am fairly corny. So, let's say you're not going to go on Isagenix or any of those programs, and you decide that you're going to eat healthy. What can you recommend in terms of supplements and vitamins?
You know, Larry, I've been out of the supplement business a long time, and I really go raw. And what you heard me say raw with the Isagenix. And what I mean raw is I eat nuts. I eat fruit, vegetables. I juice twice a day.
When you say seeds. Juice, you're not talking about steroids.
Not the juice. Not the juice, the juice. So I'll talk.
What is the juice? The juice.
The juice, I'll have kale, spinach, ginger for my digestive system, beets for my heart, celery, and carrot. And
you eat them all raw?
I juice it with the pulp.
Oh, you juice it.
With the pulp. I go to Gary Noel's place on 89th Street, and I get it twice a day. And you know what? I have tons of energy, and you know what? There's enough protein in there to work out and train hard. Because I always thought that I needed animal protein to train hard. You don't. You get enough of it with the seeds and the nuts and the juice throughout the day to get lean, long muscle mass and have enough energy throughout my day. That's all I need.
What about fruits?
Fruit also.
I know that what I've been doing, I have what I call the Larry Bloom smoothie. My son thinks it's wrong, but, you know, he does it his own way. I stick in the blender some ice, some blueberries, some strawberries, a banana, and a little bit of orange juice. I know some people use yogurt or milk. I use orange juice because I'm not a big fan of milk or yogurt. And I find that gives me some energy, and I know it's probably not the least calorie of things, but because the orange juice adds calories to it, but I find it refreshing.
Yeah, whatever works for you. There's no wrong or right in this. You know, it's whatever works for you. It's whatever how you feel with whatever you're taking. It's a trial and error process. It's a lifelong process that we all do. And you know, for me right now with my body, you know, juicing works. You know, seeds, nuts works for me.
Okay.
So yeah, and I recommend that with my clients too, and they drop weight. I have a client who lost 40 pounds on this within 8 months.
Well, I lost 45 pounds without that. Just on the working out and not eating like a pig.
There you go. There you go.
So, what else is important? I want to get back to the guy or the woman who has not been in the gym for a while. It's so easy to get discouraged. How do they stop from, how can you help them stop being discouraged?
Again, it's, I start, this is where I use the life coaching process. I put a program together on the mental and the spiritual, and I really hold a context of feeling good about yourself and just breathing and meditating before I start the gym. Because a lot of people, they don't want to go in the gym. They don't want gym for some reason. For a lot of people, they say gym, they don't want to be there. For whatever reason, maybe they were fat when they were kids or they were picked on. And so that brings up a negative emotional effect. So I really start them, you know, walking around the block. Let's meet up once, twice a week and have a phone conversation on just what's your emotional state, what's going on with you. And then eventually as they put them on a nutritional program and they have a little more energy, then I start, let's go to the gym and work out a half an hour instead of an hour. So, you know, starting them small at half hour training sessions really works for a lot of people. After I do, you know, a spiritual, emotional program, and then we do the physical. Okay. Physicals always last for me, for my
okay.
clients.
And what about somebody like me who's been training with you once a week for a while? How do you convince them to get back in the gym on the days that they're not with you, or the days that I'm not with you? How do you do that?
Dude, you're putting me on the spot, man.
I am putting you on the spot.
Well, you know, like what I tell you, you know, you if you really want to step up your game, you need another day in. And it's a matter of finding the time. And if you don't, going to the gym on your own. And
then I should be doing another day with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course. And this is what we've been talking about.
You know, for a long time.
I invite you to boot camps and all. But you know what? It's about finding the time and what your priorities are. So it's really about your personal priorities and whoever is listening, what are your priorities? I'm going to ask you, like, what matters to you the most? Is it how you feel about yourself, your health, or is it whatever else is going on? So you got to really be in the moment. And again, I was talking about the little voice mastery is what is really going on with you? Why aren't you going to the gym? Why are you picking, you know, going to, I'm just going to say the bar. Instead of going to the gym, what's really going on? Do you want to numb your pain, or do you really want to be in it and make a breakthrough? I mean, life's a journey, folks. It's about the now. It's about the moment. That's it. It's all we have is now. So you have an opportunity right now to make a choice for yourself. So, you know, every moment's a new opportunity.
What a perfect thing to say in a divorce show. It's all about the now. It is. I mean, I know for myself, I was miserable going into my 55th birthday. And 55 to me suggested that 2/3 of my life was over. Maybe not, but 2/3 of my life was over. And I was miserable. And I woke up one day and I said, I'm not going to be miserable for the last third of my life. So that's what I did. And I made a bunch of changes. I moved so I didn't have a commute. I started working out with you, and at the beginning, it was a real struggle. It's still a struggle to go, but it's a different kind of struggle now. We're going to come back with Mark in a little bit, and we're going to, again, take your calls if anyone has a call. Remember Mark's mantra or my mantra. I like my mantra. I am a god. I am sexy. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love.
You've lost that love and feeling. The Everly Brothers. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm here today with my good friend Mark Cooper of Body Vision. So, what do you say to the people who are a little overweight and haven't been to the gym and don't even want to go into a locker room because they remember going into a locker room in high school and people laughing at them? So that's a hurdle. And how do you overcome that hurdle?
Well, what I say, Larry, is there's a sale at the bakery. I'm kidding.
Actually, Dunkin' Donuts prices have gone up.
That doesn't usually come up for me, but I understand it. What I would say is, listen, I have private gyms, and it's one-on-one. There is no people there, and if you have a issue with the body issues, you know, I could bring you to a couple offices in the city where just be me and you, and we'll have a private session, or we can do stuff in the park. So I do get it, but I also work. But I'll start working with them about how to break through those emotional issues, not enable them, and to continue to have those emotional issues, because that's a problem, and it's probably killing them in a lot of other areas of their life as well, where they're isolated from other people, and that's where they're really miserable, because they've never dealt with that 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 15-year-old trauma that they had when they got picked on, maybe. So.
And you're not a therapist.
I actually am.
A psychotherapist.
No, I'm not a therapist. You know what? It's simple. I'm not a therapist. I don't have to be. I can just relate. I just can relate to them because I have my own issues of things. Like, I got picked on as a kid when I was 16.
You?
Yeah, I got. That's what do you think I got this big for? I got picked on as a kid. I learned martial arts because I got my butt kicked every day in the locker room. So I understand. I can relate to people. So I put myself on their level. You know, it's very easy for me to do that. And that's, you know, being vulnerable, you know, that intimacy with people really is key.
Okay. I know that I don't think a private gym would work for me. I actually like seeing every so often the hot girl walking through the gym. It gives me motivation and reminds me why I'm there. So
that's good. That's good.
That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. I like
that. And then
too.
You usually say something disgusting and make me laugh. And I can't. And then you say, don't lose your focus.
Well, that's a trick I use, Larry. You know, it's a test. I'm testing you there.
You are.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
Okay, I'm testing you.
I know that for me, one of my big problems in the gym is that my back starts to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
What up with that?
What up with that? You're probably sitting down too much. You're not exercising enough. You're leaning forward a lot. You're on the phone. You're texting. You know, it puts a lot of pressure on your back. And, you know, you're compensating with only 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week to strengthen your core. So probably it's an overuse of your back and sitting down too much, not enough exercise, and then not eating properly. It's the same old, same old.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you for joining us again. I want to remind everyone that if they have show topic ideas, to email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I know in the next couple of weeks we're going to be discussing networking. We're going to be discussing domestic violence, collaborative divorces as opposed to litigated divorces. And on the last Friday of this month, and I have no idea what day that is, I think it's the 30th, Dr. Lisa English is going to be here talking about women's issues. You recall we had John Prezioso talking about men's issues. I thought it was only fair to get the women's side of the coin. I'm going to talk more about Dr. English's show, Dr. Lisa's show, that's what she calls herself, in the coming weeks. I think we're going to have some very exciting news about that. Again, Mark, I want to just ask you to tell people how they can reach you if they have questions for you or they want to utilize your services.
Sure. Number again is 917-301-5126. You can email me at marchupert@yahoo.com. And Facebook, again, Body Vision. I have a Body Vision page, BODYVISION, and my website will be up the next by September. BodyVisionNYC.com is my website. And you can look for that at the end of September.
Okay, and if anyone has a private question for me that they don't want to address on the air, you can always reach me at 212-964-3502. Again, thank you, Mark, for coming in.
Thank you.
Keep listening. Have a great weekend. Get hot. Get sexy. Become a god or a goddess. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour.